God, we honor you. Amen. Let's take a minute and do that. Amen. God, we honor you. Hallelujah. We magnify you. Amen. You are. Amen. You are. You are. Hallelujah. You're my breath, amen, my life, hallelujah. God, everything that we are is from you, our intelligence, our ability, amen, our capacity, God, is a result of you. Thank you, Lord, amen, for every blessing. God, we thank you, Lord, for every touch. God, we thank you for your forgiveness, for your mercy that you extend to us. Amen. Unworthy that we are. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of our God. He is high and lifted up. Amen. His train fills the temple. Angels surrounding say, holy, 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 the one that was and is to come, the Almighty. Hallelujah. What an awesome God we serve. Amen. We magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. There's a scripture, and I said this in our morning lesson in here. Scripture that said where two or three are gathered in his name, he's going to be in the midst. Amen. So it takes a little agreement that I'm going to be gathered in his name, in his midst. Amen. You've got to agree to that. You've got to say, that's why I'm here. I'm not here just to hear a good worship. Phenomenally great preaching or average preaching, but I'm here to dwell in the presence of the Most High. Amen. That His Spirit is in our midst. Amen. That we tabernacle the presence of God. That God makes His home in us. Amen. When we're gathered together, amen, we can feel His presence. Somebody help me and say amen. Amen. And I want God here because we need God to do more than we can do. More than you can do. God, see your need, your heart, maybe a brokenness, maybe something in your life that He needs to speak to. And I want God to do that. Not me. I want Him to. Amen. Beyond me. Would you join me? We're going to pray before we're seated. Amen. Let's pray. God, your presence. Amen. God, your presence in this room. God, your presence in our life. Your presence in our Mondays and our Fridays. I pray, God, that, amen, we would indeed house your presence, that we would honor your presence every day of the week. Amen. Join with us now, God, as we acknowledge you. Amen. Acknowledge, God, you want to accomplish more than we realize. You're bigger, God, than we understand. God, you're deeper and richer, amen, than we can comprehend. I pray, God, amen. Your word says, knock and it shall be opened. Seek and ye shall find. I pray, God, in the next few minutes that we're doing that. Knocking, amen. God, reveal yourself to me. Seeking, God, let me know you a little better. I pray in the name of the Lord. Let's join together, amen, with that thought in the next few minutes. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Everybody said amen. I really believe God does that. I've seen alcoholics healed of alcoholism, drug addicts healed of addiction, sinners healed of sin. Amen. When their heart gets lifted up and they see Jesus, it's amazing what happens. Isn't that what happened to you? Amen. When you saw the Lord, when you saw the Lord, when you saw Him, I don't mean physically, God's physical, it'd be awesome if God physically manifested Himself here on stage. I think a lot of people would run out, scare you to death. But He can manifest Himself here and here. Amen. And you can hear Him in the echoes of your soul. Amen. And I believe God wants to do that today. I believe God wants to do that every Sunday. But I really feel it strongly today that God would speak into your life beyond your fears, beyond your reservations, beyond what you're afraid of. Amen. And God would answer the cry of your soul. I believe God cares about you that much. That God wants to meet you. You've come to meet Him. And God wants to meet you. So I prayed the prayer, and I'll let you be seated in just a second. Knock, and it shall be opened. Seek, and you will find. The onus for you finding more of God is not on God, but it's on you. You have to open up and say, God, I want to know You more. God, reveal Yourself. There's another scripture that says, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little, there a little, does God reveal, make Himself known, His plans, His purposes known. And it takes time. Because God can't reveal it all at once. Y'all are standing too long. Why don't you turn around and smile at somebody and say, man, you look awesome in church today. Amen. And you can be seated. It would be amazing. It would be amazing. Well, let's first look at it this way before I get started. We carry with us an expectation of what God is, of what God can be, of what God will do. We often carry expectations into a church service. This is the way a church service is. This is the way it should be, and this is what I expect. And the funny thing is, when you come to our church, it's rarely what you thought it was going to be. It's rarely what it actually becomes. Amen. And it can be so much greater than you've ever experienced. Because let's be honest, your 2.5-pound brain just can't comprehend all that God is. No matter how smart you are, no matter how good you are, no matter how talented, you just can't get it all. His ways are high above my ways. His thoughts are high above my thoughts. Amen. But somehow God condescends to us. God brings Himself down to our level to meet us at our capacity. Jesus walked the woman with the issue of blood, and He was just walking through the streets, but He walked near where she lived. I think He knew what He was doing. And He walked and she heard. That's that Jesus? That's the Jesus? Well, I heard he raised the dead. I heard he answered prayer. I heard he healed limbs. And somewhere inside of her heart, you hear me where it started. Inside of her heart, she said, well, maybe if I could just but touch the hem of his garment. And if you look at the scriptures, she touched the hem of his garment through a massive crowd. She was, the Bible said she had an issue of blood for 10 years. That meant she at least was bleeding for 10 years. Maybe she had a feminine problem that continued for 10 years and didn't stop. And how draining that must be to lose your blood for 10 years. And a constant flow in the iron, and the life is in the blood, we know today. And I mean, literally, your life is draining away from you. And how horrific a life that would be for that lady, along with the embarrassment, along with all the issues that would happen as she tried to live life and go to the get groceries or go to the well and get water and all the things that you'd have to do in her day and age and carry and lift and tote. And she shows up with Jesus, not with a group around her. There's not an entourage. She's not a wealthy woman and they're pushing people or they're calling and demanding Jesus come to here right now. But she is an impoverished woman, an embarrassed woman, ashamed, very inward focused, very small in her heart and in her mind. She is unimportant. She doesn't want to be seen. She doesn't want anyone to know that she's there or she's in need. And all of those 10 years of shame that she had carried. And yet, she wanted healing. And so that caused her to get out of her house without her family, without help, and put herself in the crowd and push her way. You can't read the story without getting the idea of a woman elbowing her way through the crowd, not rudely, not mean, but trying to find a gap, a space that would lead her to Jesus, that she would find a way. She didn't even approach him from the front. She was chasing him through the crowd, through the press. The apostles, when Jesus said, "Who touched me?" they were like, "You've got to be kidding me. Look at the crowd. There's all of these people elbowing." And yet, the woman reached through and she had hope if she touched the hem of his garment. I mean, literally, that would be this. She would just grasp for a moment along the edges of his garment. And in that moment, 10 years is gone. And she is completely restored. Her blood levels up. Her iron levels go to normal. Listen, I believe when God heals you, God heals you. I know God heals you sometimes slowly over a period of time, and you know, you get a miraculous healing over a few days at the hospital, something happens. I've seen all kinds of healings in people, but sometimes God heals you right now. And when God heals you right now, cancer's gone. Amen. A friend of mine I grew up with, he had a terrible accident, lost an inch of his leg, had a built-up heel, and he was in a particular conference in Louisiana, and they were having church, and he was worshiping God, just worshiping God, like we were doing, like just exactly like we were doing. Hands up, heart lifted up, mind focused on God. God, you're awesome, whatever they were singing, he was probably singing along with them and worshiping God. And this is his testimony. I've known him since I was a little boy. He said, I was just standing there worshiping God. And all of a sudden, the floor felt unlevel. And he thought, well, I never knew the floor at this big church would be unlevel. So he kind of tried in the crowd. He was uncomfortable, so he kind of scooted over a little bit. He thought, well, I'll find a level place, and I'll just go back to worshiping God. And he put his hands up, and his leg, he was leaning a little bit. And he thought, well, that's strange. The floor's unlevel there. So he scooted between a couple of guys and found another spot a little bit over and started worshiping. He reached down and undid his shoes and stood flat foot. In those moments of worship, he wasn't praying for healing. He was just worshiping the Almighty. And I'm telling you, amen, if you honor God, if you honor God, you gather together. The Bible tells us, don't forsake the assembling of ourselves together. You gather together and you honor God and you worship God. In prayer, I believe God can change situations and circumstances. Amen. In worship, amen, I believe God can heal bodies. I believe God can change. He had an accident when I was 3 years old or so, and he walked with a limp or a lift all the days of his life. He just passed away. I didn't get to go to his funeral down in Memphis. He just passed away. He was my assistant pastor when I was a little boy. And he had a terrible accident. His wife died and his child died. And he injured his leg and it shrunk. When they put it back together, it was short. And he was in his probably 60s. And he had worshiped his whole life, carrying the wounds of a young man. Why? In that moment, at that place, at that time, when people weren't even praying for him, did God say, I'm going to heal you? I do not know. I just know my God loves us that much. Amen. Then in a moment's notice, God can change your heart and change your life and change your situation. Amen. If you just reach for a God that's bigger than you know yet, a God that's bigger than you've experienced yet, there's got to be more of God than I've ever experienced. My wife's been healed. My kids have been healed. I prayed for babies. They've been healed. We've seen cancer disappear. I prayed for people tied up with demons, and the demons had to flee. Amen. I've seen all kinds of miracles in my life, and God do amazing things in your life. I've seen God do the work of God. And I'm telling you, we serve that God. Amen. That he is bigger than I yet know him to be. He's stronger than I yet know him to be. And he can do more than I've ever seen him do before. Amen. And God wants to do that because he keeps doing that. He keeps doing miracles. He keeps changing lives. He keeps washing away sins. Amen. He keeps making new creatures in Christ Jesus our Lord. God
keeps doing that. Amen. Over and over. If your heart is seeking him, I want to tell you, he has been seeking you long before you ever thought about seeking him. And he's so much more. I said it in the first service. I say it in the second. The onus is not upon God. It doesn't say, stand at the door and wait to see if I come by. See if I might swing in someday. But actually, Revelation says, behold, I stand at the door and well, I'm disappointed in God. I don't like what God did. I don't like what God said. I don't like what this said. I don't understand God. I don't really comprehend why he's doing that. I don't really know all that you're talking about. I've had some young people tell me, well, yeah, sometimes you do great preaching, but sometimes, whoop, that just goes right over my head. Don't quite comprehend what you're trying to say. And so I simplify and simplify and simplify. And then some of you older saints are going, my God, is he teaching kindergarten here? Let's get going. You know, get some real meat on the bones. And you try to do both. And God wants to reveal. You got to think about it. He's in heaven. Finds a young maiden. Sends his angels down. And says to her, hey, sweetheart. God's picked you. God's going to overshadow you. You're going to be with child. What? Could you? Talking about mind blown. Talking about going to a charismatic service and see people raise their hand and speak in tongues, and that's just wild beyond measure. I can't comprehend that God would act like that. Well, God came down to a little woman, a little teenage girl, whispered in her ear and said, guess what? You're pregnant. And she said, I got that class in school. And I know what happens and how to get there. And I didn't go down that street. And the angel said, the Holy Ghost is going to overshadow, put something in you. And she was with child. Talking about a God that's bigger than you can imagine. You see, if you ever seen the way they take care of sheep, come here, help me, come here, help me. I may need some more help. You want to help me? Come on up. You want to help me? Come on up. Come on, everybody. I mean, just everybody get up here. Come on. Whoever wants to come. Y'all want to come? Come here. All right. Okay, I want you to get over here, you get next to him, you get over there, get on that side, turn around and face me, you two turn around and face me, you stay right there, you scoot down, all right, I'm going to have you, Red, get over here, come on, get over, I'll put you over there, put your sister right here, come on, scoot down, hey Red, come over here and you join over here. He was eating an apple in church today and bit down and his horizontal tooth that he's been kind of keeping around for a while got in the apple and he flipped it out. Hallelujah. God answers prayer. God answers his mother's prayer. We've been trying to get that tooth out for weeks. He's just looking at you with his tooth. Amen. Got his tooth out. That's awesome. So hang out right here. Hang out. Make a line. Right there. You have cows, you have horses. Often they herd them and narrow it down at the end. They herd them with a chute. They want the cows to get in, and if I had enough people, I'd get a couple of you, never mind, come with me, and you can't have two or three across, and you get down to one, and it herds them in until finally they put them up in the truck or what, wherever they're trying to get the cows to go, and they herd them in, they shrink it down, make it easier for them. There's only one way to go. I saw there's a deal with cows. They want to dip them in this stuff, and they narrow it down, so there's a pool right here, and the cows have to jump in the pool, swim across the pool, and they get all the bugs killed off of them, and then they crawl up the other side, and then just go out into the open pasture. It narrows it down, and then it opens it back up. Hear me, I think God wants to narrow down some of your thought process into Him. So, God can expand you into His glory. Amen. So, God can take you into His deep presence. The Bible says, deep calleth unto deep. Amen. So, God wants to take us into deeper places in God than we experience in our casualness. Hey, bro, what's up? Yeah, man, so cool. We're cool. It's awesome. Yeah, give me nucks. Give me a high five. Woo! And we can. Woo! That's right, buddy. Yes, sir. That's an amen. That's a modified amen from the audience right there. That's awesome. Yeah, keep going. I don't get enough amen, so you keep doing that. Hallelujah. And God takes you, as He takes things off of you that don't belong. He takes you through a process to remove some things, because if you're full, you have no room for God. God has to empty your plate. If you keep bringing that boy to church, I think I'll start paying him. Candy bar every Sunday or something. And just let him keep saying amen just like that. The power of God is only revealed over time and relationship. I see God more today in everything around me than I ever saw as a 20-year-old or a 30-year-old or even a 40-year-old. I see God's engagement, His drawing, His touch in people's hearts and lives. And sometimes you just can't even comprehend all that God is trying to accomplish, because God can't show you all. He shows you a little bit. And I know it's not Christmas, but you imagine at the end of this little journey for this 14-year-old girl that comes in the middle of the night and finds nothing but an inn, and she lays there with just her husband, no comforts, and births a child, just goats and camels and whatever around her. She wraps him up in the best she's got, just a piece of fabric, and all of a sudden there's a noise at the door. And the shepherds are gathered in from the field. And they tell her, we're just doing our job. Telling stories, having coffee by the fire, and heaven opens. Angels say, and
they tell us to go here so we can worship the King. What a surprise that would be. That was not something she knew. You can't tell me that's something she understood. You've got to get beyond the idea that you can understand all that God is doing. Amen. You've got to believe in a God that can do more than you can comprehend, more than you can understand. He's at work in a greater way and a greater capacity than we can ever comprehend. And you've got to put yourself out there and, God, I want to know that God. I want to know the God that's capable, that's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all we ask or think. I want a relationship with that God. I want to know that God. I want to know the God that can make a way when there is no way. I want to know a God that looks at what I call impossible and says, that's just Tuesday. I've done more last week than what you're asking me to do this week. I have more capacity to do. My brother has some money, and his son was wanting to do a project, and he went to his dad and said, Dad, if you'll loan me $80,000, I'm going to start this business. And his dad said, well, you're going to pay me 8% interest. His dad didn't even give it to him. He charged him. When teaching, this is the way business is done, boy. And so my nephew said, you're on, Dad. I'll take the $80,000. And went and started a business. And now today, he is well beyond a multimillionaire. Do you ask your Heavenly Father, hey, you got a quarter to spare? Can you help me with the littlest problem? I'm afraid you're not going to be able to do it. I'm afraid you're not going to be able to fix my problems. God, I just don't think that you're going to give me a fiver. Come on. What is that old saying? I want a hamburger today and I'll pay you back next week, or whatever that old cartoon is. Yeah, I'll pay you on Tuesday. If you give me a hamburger today, I'll pay you on Tuesday. And so we think we can negotiate. And we serve a God that's big enough to take off what doesn't fit us and take us through whatever He takes us through. And it gives us what we don't deserve, what we could never buy, that we could never comprehend all that God wants to accomplish through us. Stand with me, would you? You guys can sit. We're worshiping the Lord a few minutes ago. And I'll be honest. The Lord was here in this room. I want to invite you for a moment to just bow your head with me. And I want you to imagine a God big enough that heals a body, big enough that saves your kids, big enough that guides your footsteps, big enough that He takes you into His presence. How do I know that? Because that's what he said he wanted to do. Take us beyond what we think into what he thinks. Beyond what I can do into a place where he can do. Look, you're actually in this room, aren't you? For some of us, we thought that was beyond what he could do. And yet God wants to do so much more. Well, what does more look like, preacher? I don't know. But I believe in a God of more. More presence, more touch, more healing, more love, more mercy, more grace, more kindness. I believe in a God that peels the blindness away and opens our eyes to let us see who he really is. If you're in the room and you're not fully satisfied with what you know about God and you believe there's more to know, then I'm preaching to you. If you believe there's more of God than you're aware of and more of God that God wants to reveal and there's more of God that he can do in your life, there's just more that he wants to accomplish, I'm going to ask you. Amen. I'm going to ask you to say, God, I want to know you more. God, I want you to reveal yourself more. God, amen. Blow my mind. That's not a biblical term, but let me use it. God, show me who you are. God, amen. Seek, and the opposite is true. The Bible says in Revelations, behold, he stands at the door and he knocks on the door of your heart. And if any man opens to him, if any man allows God to enter in, the image is he will come in and he will sup with us. What a great image. Could you ever imagine going to Starbucks and God come in and sit down at your table, order a latte, double espresso with goat milk, foam and sprinkles and a little bit of chocolate. I don't know how you drink your stuff, but it sounds like what I hear when I stand in line at one of those places. They start throwing all kinds of stuff in. It's coffee, folks. It's coffee. It's not that. It's coffee. And God brings his goat milk espresso to your table and says, hey, I've been looking forward to have a conversation with you. In this room, with your heart, does it say, I want to know him? I want to know him in the power of his resurrection, as Paul said or Peter said. I want to know him more than my humanity. I want to know his divinity. Amen. Every head bowed, please. Is there more of God than you already know? The answer's got to be yes. Does God want to reveal himself to you? The answer has got to be yes. Will you open the door and let God do a work? Amen. All over the building, I want you to say that prayer. Amen. God, I want to know you. Amen. All over the building, just take a minute right where you're at. Amen. God, I want to know you.